Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A second cargo ship has reportedly sunk in the Red Sea after being attacked by Houthis. On June 12th, the Greek-owned MV Tudor was targeted by a bomb-carrying drone boat and other projectiles. A crew member of the Tudor was killed, bringing to four the number of sailors who have died in such attacks. On June 13th, the Houthis attacked the Ukrainian-owned MV Verbena, severely wounding a mariner who had to be medically evacuated. The U.S. Defense Department reports that since November 19th, there have been 190 attacks on commercial vehicles by the Houthis. Most have been thwarted by U.S. and international forces, but tragically not all. The Yemen-based, Iran-backed Houthis have escalated their drone and missile strikes on commercial shipping following Hamas's terror attack on Israel on October 7th and Israel's subsequent military operation to root out Hamas in Gaza. With their assaults on commercial shipping, the Houthis claim to be acting on behalf of Palestinians, yet, as National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby noted, they are targeting and threatening the lives of third country nationals who have nothing to do with that conflict.
The Houthis killed an innocent crew member from the Philippines and critically wounded a Sri Lankan sailor who were guilty of no crimes, who were simply doing their jobs as professional mariners. They weren't delivering arms to Israel. They weren't taking sides in the Middle East. They were just manning their posts aboard ship, trying to earn a paycheck and keep global commerce moving. This is pure terrorism. There's simply no other word for it.
Even the Yemeni people have been victimized, said communications advisor Kirby, as the Houthis struck a ship that was bringing grain to their own ports.
These attacks also obstruct humanitarian aid to Sudan, where the needs are tremendous and the conditions desperate, and they impact commerce for every neighboring country in the Horn of Africa and the Middle East.
As part of a U.S. government-wide effort to thwart attacks by the Houthis, the Treasury Department announced new sanctions designations against individuals and entities that are involved in the Houthi weapons procurement network. These Houthi attacks are truly reckless, said communications advisor Kirby. They don't care a whit about Palestinians in Gaza. It's terrorism, as I said, pure and simple, and it has to stop.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.